Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. Beauty of your skin, hair, and nails is dependent on the production of collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid. You can increase these with Collagen Max, and it triples the rate of the proline transhydroxylase enzyme. You can increase hyaluronic acid with the joint performance and the use of red deer velvet DR, and the use of oncomycin to increase the production of stem cell regeneration. The use of topicals, including pregnenolone and DHA, will reduce inflammation in your skin and help it heal. And taking Omega Supreme Pro of fatty acids will help regenerate your fatty acids in your tissues. The combination of using NutriMed's Royal Jelly and Collagen Max dramatically increases collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid in your skin, hair, and nails, and prevents the cross-linking. You can also prevent the cross-linking of tissues in your skin using curcumin cream along with pregnenolone and DHEA. Amazing protocol. It's 888-212-8871 and NutriMedical.com to regenerate and stay beautiful with strong skin, hair, and nails.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Andropause or male menopause can be reversed by releasing male hormone from sex hormone binding globulin by 2 capsules of Men's Max twice a day using 8-pronyl norinogen and hormone synergy to prevent the conversion of male hormone to female, and the use of Testo cream topically 4 to 8 pumps on the neck, arms, and groin, along with DHEA and pregnenolone cream to reverse the hormone deficiency production. This protocol can reverse male hormone imbalances and can be tested with saliva tests with a consult with Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. So male andropause is reversible, as well as prostate problems with prostate flow, bladder up, and Swedish flower pollen. Contact us for your protocol for male hormone problems and prostate at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. The best place to find the wellness protocols to make you better without toxic polypharmacy. Take care and take action with NutriMedical.com. And welcome back. We have Ken Klein. Ken is an amazing movie producer and author. And his website, and we'll post it up, of course, so you can go to Deagle-Network and actually pull up the website address, is Ken Klein, K-L-E-I-N, productions.net. Ken, there's a couple of topics we talked about before the show today I think you should expand upon. There's some, how can I say it, disjoint and incorrect eschatology that leads not only the ancient Catholic Church, but then the offspring, which is the Anglican Church, the Christian churches in America and the West, have got some wrong eschatology. I guess one of the terms I noticed you use repeatedly is a thing called futurism. Right now we have Jared Kushner, who was supposed to, after Ramadan, announce the peace accord with the Palestinians. We've got the Iranian situation going on where the Russians are trying to claim America did it, when we actually have photographic evidence that the Iranians, under duress financially, are actually putting bombs in the tankers, including even while Iran was meeting with, the mullahs were meeting with the Prime Minister of Japan, Abe, they actually hit a Japanese tanker in the Gulf of Oman, which is past the Strait of Hormuz. We have a situation where there's at least 600 missiles that are highly targetable in Syria aimed directly at Israel. We have Israel attacking them back. We have America now increasing the amount of troops tremendously, and the warmongers want to push Trump to get really put a lot of troops in, like a few hundred thousand. Things are actually getting pretty nuts, and we have international trade situations where China's trying to steal our intellectual trade, and by 2025 wants to actually be the prescient control of AI and the production of all consumer goods in the world. We have the move that I saw today on the news on Drudge, which is very scary. And I read a little bit about it. It's the rise of a thing called the Dawn of Libra, which is Facebook's new, really not really a cryptocurrency, because it's crypto, but it's also tied to all regular paper currencies. And they say they may even tie it to gold, but it's going to be fully open so the government can tax you and track you and everything. We're in the surveillance state. We are in the state where we're marching step by step toward war with Russia, China, and the Middle East. We're marching toward a geoclimatic disaster where the sun is in solar minimum, we're likely to have a coronal mass ejection like the Carrington event of 1859, that it actually fried the telegrapher's hands and started fires on the rail lines and even forest fires. We're at a time where the state of Israel is not always, let's say, being true to God's word, and modern religious Jews actually follow the Sepharad Zira and the Talmud of Babylon, which are very apostate if you actually started to delve into it. And the Catholic and the Christian churches are off on a tangent. Some of them think they're going to get raptured out of here if things get bad during the time we call the birth pangs. Unfortunate to say this, but most of them are pretty dang wrong, aren't they? And I'd like you to clarify a few of these issues, because the churches don't want to hear this because they either don't want to get into eschatology and end time stuff because we're there, or they misjudge it and don't understand that God has grace, but he also has judgment.
All right. Well, let's start with trying to explain why the church is not able to see and why the world is in such chaos. First of all, I think the place to start is in 1 Corinthians, where Paul is dealing with these people in Corinth, which was on the Peloponnese,
right,
separated by this canal that was hand dug. I've been down there a number of times.
Right.
And Corinth was like a sailor's town. I mean, it's like San Diego in World War II, where,
right,
there's a lot of drunkenness, there's a lot of whoredoms, prostitution, and there was a church there. And the church was in this really difficult environment where there's a lot of immorality going on. And it kind of reminds me of America and Israel. A lot of immorality. They just had a gay pride parade in Tel Aviv. 250,000 people showed up and celebrating this immorality. And so Israel and America are very much like Corinth in their moral nature. And Paul's dealing with the church there, and he's rebuking the church, saying, "So you guys follow Apollos and Cephas and everybody but the Lord. And it's because you guys look at things outwardly. In other words, your judgment is not about the internal issues of your inner man, but it's about the outer world. And you look at things outwardly." And he's rebuking them for their focus. And then he goes on to say, "Here's my credentials, and I'm embarrassed to have to talk about it. I was in the ocean 3 times in the deep overnight, many fastings. I've been beaten." He's telling them his credentials is his suffering.
Right.
And so he's not trying to tell them how great an apostle he is, or all the churches that he started, or the epistles and books that he's written. He's talking about the proof of his ministry is suffering. And so these people don't understand that. They're just kind of taking what he's said and hitchhiking on it and claiming that it's their own revelation.
Right.
And so that tells us something about the way we process information, and that's what's happened with eschatology. It's not thus says the Lord. It's my opinion about thus says the Lord. The people that are teaching eschatology have an opinion about what prophecy is all about, or what eschatology is all about, and it's not from the Lord. It's heretical. It's heresy. Heresy means opinion, and so these famous teachers that teach about the tribulation and Daniel's 70th week and the rapture and all these things are looking at things outwardly. They're not really hearing from the Lord. They're just regurgitating what has been written before, and what has been written before concerning these matters was designed by Jesuit priests during the Council of Trent, which was their attempt to turn around this Protestant Reformation that was totally discrediting the Pope and the Catholic Church. So these brilliant scholars, one's name was Rivera, designed this doctrine that these things that are spoken about in Daniel 9, 20, 26, and 27 were future, and that the 70th week of Daniel, which is the most famous, the 490 years prophecy, 7 times 70,
right,
was used as a device to deflect criticism from the Catholic Church. It didn't totally catch on for about 300 years, and then it landed in England, and then that's where the Derby Brethren, Plymouth Brethren, got a hold of it. And things happened in London, and then the Anglican Church picked up on it, transported it to the United States through the Episcopalian Church, and then it landed in Dallas, Texas, at the Dallas Theological Seminary, and highly respected theologians advanced the idea of it because it was brilliantly contrived by these Jesuits, and then the most famous proponent of that viewpoint was Hal Lindsey, who wrote a book in 1968 called What Great Planet Earth. I think it sold 50 million copies. And pretty much the whole kingdom of God has been victimized by an eschatology that's based upon lies and falsehoods. In fact,
right.
It was so powerful that if you read Daniel 9:26 and 9:27, it's not at all what the Septuagint reports. It's an abomination of that. It's a twisting, and that's where the Jesuits' influence affected modern translations, and so you can hardly escape the heresy. It's that powerful, but it's really damaged people because especially the evangelicals, who are the most prolific exponents of that particular viewpoint of Daniel's 70 weeks of prophecy.
Right.
But if I could, I could talk about that for a minute and just kind of put down the real context for Daniel's prophecy in the ninth chapter. And
right.
So the story goes that Daniel was fasting and praying, and an angel was sent to him, a messenger. Angel means messenger. Messenger means angel. Messenger was sent to him. We know that God uses proxies to communicate what he wants to, and that the angels are given to the heirs of salvation to help us. And they're every day available to us if we can learn how to hear God properly. But anyway, Daniel sees, as he's reading the book of Jeremiah, that the captivity by the Babylonians, where the prominent Jews were carried off for 70 years, was the due penalty for something. And he's repenting. So, God, please forgive me and my people. You have brought upon us and have enforced your covenant in the 12th, 13th, or 14th verse of Daniel 9. And he's talking about the enforcing of a covenant through the hand of the Babylonians, which is later called the army of God. And so what is this enforcing going on? Well, the enforcing was due to the fact that the Jews had broken a covenant. What was the covenant? It was the covenant that Moses gave them. In the book of Leviticus, we find out about it. In fact, in the book of Leviticus, it says, if you don't listen to my rebuke and how I'm going to deal with you for 70 years, I'm going to penalize you seven times that. He says it five times. And then you see it in Daniel 9, seven times 70. So the failure of the Jews had to do with breaking the law of Moses. And that was the covenant. And Moses told the people, if you keep my covenant, I'll bless you. You'll prosper in the land. But if you break my covenant, this is what's going to come down on you. Calamity, right. Disaster, and all this stuff. And that's exactly what happened. They didn't keep the covenant. They started embracing Al-Ela, which was the moon god down there at the Kaaba. And it became a monstrosity of religious confusion in Israel. And so God says, that's it. I'm going to take my temple. I don't even want to be around you people. You're all compromised so much now after 420 years. Bam, sends the Babylonians in, and he enforces the covenant. Now, that's what Daniel 9 is all about. It's about enforcing the covenant of Moses on the Jews. He's going to enforce it. Now, when you get to Daniel 9, 24 through 27, specifically the 26th verse, it says, and the he there is the prince who is to come. The prince who is to come is identified in Daniel chapter 10. Daniel chapter 10 talks about this war going on between Gabriel and these principalities, which were fallen angel powers over certain regions of the earth. And it says it right there. I was fighting against the principality over Media and Persia, the prince of right. Media and Persia. Then he says, now I got to go and fight against, and I got to do it all by myself, against the prince of Grecia. Now you come back to the ninth chapter, and it says, and the prince who is to come. Well, in that context, the prince who is to come is the principality over the Roman Empire. That's what it's talking about there. So the prince that is to come is not to be thought of as the Antichrist. This is a fallen demonic power over the region of Rome. And that's who is the prince that is to come. And how is he to come? He's coming to enforce, or it says there, strengthen or make strong a covenant. And what is happening with this Roman prince that is to come is the same thing that the Babylonians were used for to enforce the covenant for the first 70 years. So the prince who is to come is the Roman principality. And what is he going to do? He's going to destroy the city and the sanctuary. And that's exactly what happened. And it started in 66 AD when the Jews got into a civil war, an intramural war between the Sadducees and the Pharisees. And the Romans that were camped there in the Antonia Fortress, which is what they call the temple. Now, that whole area up there was the Antonia Fortress, housed about 10 to 15,000 people. They entered into the fray and tried to stop this civil war. And it escalated, got out of hand, and the Jews kicked them out, and they came back later, and we'll finish after the bumper here.
Yeah, in other words, that 7 years has already happened back at that time, and the sacrifice was cut off. We do have ways, though, of understanding the times and seasons we're in. So after we finish this next story, we're going to get into it and understand exactly what are the times and seasons and what's next. Back in a moment with Kate Klein. Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation, and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutriMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop-down message at NutriMedical.com, and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores, or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutriMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutriMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop-down menu, and stay well with NutriMedical every day of your life.
Cardiovascular health involves use of nutraceuticals to reduce blood viscosity, oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids, and the prevention of calcification of arteries and small vessels. Metabolic support to the mitochondria in the heart and blood vessels involves the peristaltic initial shearing force of the heart, stimulating a secondary contraction of the blood vessel walls to move the blood forward to the periphery. Our core formula involves Cardiovasc, Gamma A+ to get rid of nitroproxy radicals, Cell Detox Glutathione to get rid of hydroproxy radical, H2-Plex, and ultrathiamine B1 to get rid of the singlet oxygen. We use also magnesium glycinate to improve the heart, CoQ10 Supreme, the only non-crystallizing CoQ10, and water-soluble CoQ10 ubiquinol. Nanokinase will reduce blood viscosity and improve perfusion. Omega Supreme Pro improves the blood vessel elasticity, and the use of antioxidant H2-Plex, Power-C+, and other antioxidants help to reduce blood viscosity and oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acid. Order at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871.
At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle, using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit flavored mixed power of vitamin minerals. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
Cardiovasc is a 7 synergistic heart formula containing a number of amazing nutraceuticals. It contains cayenne that releases nitric oxide to release oxygen, aged garlic that blocks the angiotensin converting enzyme and inflammatory markers in your heart and kills off nanobacteria and viruses, hawthorn, which is the leaf and flower part that releases Vitexin to act as a cardiotonic for your heart and blood vessels, valerian to balance the autonomic nervous system to our parasympathetic, milk thistle that helps to detox the body from toxic chemicals that affect blood vessels and heart, and bilberry, one of the smallest dialyzable antioxidants, anthocyanidins above the size of hydrogen. Amazing formula to reduce heart and vascular disease. If you want to stay well, you want cardiovascular tincture or capsules. A capsule equals 15 mils of the tincture, and you can obtain this at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical's amazing nutraceuticals for your heart, your blood vessels, and your health.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome back. Ken, one of the important things, and I want you to continue your eschatology analysis, is people are looking for outward signs to kind of give them a tweak as to what's happening next. And that's kind of, there's an error in that. I'd like you to continue your analysis, please.
Yeah, I don't think it's wrong to anticipate there being things that declare the end of the age. But when it's a major fixation, and there's TV shows interpreting the news and titling biblical prophecy, and we're continually looking outward, when do we use our faith? That doesn't take faith to look at that stuff. It takes curiosity and a fixation on the outer world, the world outside of us. But we're told not to love the world. But loving the world could be just fixated with it, too, in terms of its entertainment value in the news. And so people looking for signs all the time because of eschatology and false eschatology that says, you know, there's going to be a rapture, there's going to be a tribulation, watch for this. I think that's a misstep, and I think it's dangerous because Jesus said this. He said, when the Son of Man returns, will he find faith? There's a difference between creeds, doctrines, and faith. I mean, it's part of faith, but faith is really about prayer and worship. It's about worshiping the Son of God. It's about praying and interceding for people like Donald Trump and people in authority and our loved ones and issues in our lives, but not to be fixated with signs because these are the last days. Do I believe these are the last days? Well, last days started when, in the book of Hebrews, it says, in times past, God spoke through his prophets, but in these last days, he spoke through his son. So the last days really started with Jesus, according to the book of Hebrews. So we've been in the last days now for 2,000 years. And as it pertains to the teachings in Daniel, it's pretty clear. It says the end will come like a flood. Well, if you read Josephus and what happened to Jerusalem in the first century between 66 and 73, which was, by the way, a week, and in the middle of the week, the temple's destroyed. There's nothing ever like that. A whole nation uprooted, destroyed their city, the temple of God destroyed, the whole area burned down. The tribulation started just as Jesus said, when the temple would be destroyed. That started the tribulation. And it ended, the whole destruction that occurred in that week at Masada, when the Jews were murdered up there by the Romans. Well, they actually commit suicide. So that 70th week, or the last 7 weeks that set off the tribulation, started almost 2,000 years ago. And when you see thousands of people in the book of Revelation standing before the throne of God, where did these come from? Is the question. Well, these are those that came out of the Great Tribulation. To think that it's a 3.5-year period of the last 7 years when the tribulation hits is absolutely crazy, and it's nonsense. And it's not historically right, nor is it biblically right. So,
what's interesting is I've been in contact with the Temple Mount Association, and they have this incorrect Catholic eschatology, even in Judaism now. And they're planning setting up, even if they don't have a temple, they could put a Tabernacle of Moses up or an altar. On last Christmas, which is their 8-day celebration, they have what's called the
Hanukkah.
Last Hanukkah. They actually did a ceremony in Jerusalem, and they did a wine and a grain sacrifice in Jerusalem on their little altar that was in the back of a truck up near the Temple Mount area. And they didn't have authorization to kill a lamb there, so they killed a lamb outside Jerusalem and brought it in. Now, you have to understand, this eschatology is not only Catholic and Druidic, but it's getting people to focus on external signs rather than internal. The internal signs I see in the church, for example, people want what's called the signs of godliness. In other words, you can go to a church, and if you paint fences or do donations or do this or that, but you haven't cleaned up your own life, and you don't have a prayer life, be praying for yourself, your family, and whatever. See, people don't realize heaven doesn't start when you die. Heaven starts the day when you pray to God and you serve God. Heaven doesn't start at the moment of your last heartbeat. And what I see happening, I see this in America, for example, we've got the things going on on both sides. Now, in obvious, the Democrats, I've changed the name, and Judge Pirro, who's Syrian too, because I have some Syrian blood, uses the same term, demon rats. And they're pushing not just abortion, they're pushing infanticide. We have, for example, a situation where we have corruption in our government. And, you know, I'm hoping when I get over at CRN, I'll be able to get some of these other people from Fox News on my show to kind of cross-examine them, because a lot of the corruption that's going on that's making Central America unlivable is caused because our intel agencies are directly collaborating, just like the Five Eyes set up the deal to try to take down Trump. Now, Trump has bad advisors around him. These advisors are like bad eschatologists. They're telling him to go to war with Iran. Really bad idea. There's lots of financial and other things you can do before you do that. And then what we have is a situation where the church is lost in space. They're expecting if things get really bad, they're just going to get raptured out of here. And they accept Israel's behavior no matter what it is, good or bad or indifferent. And people don't realize Israel has nukes planned in every capital of every country on earth. And they have the thing called the Samson option. So if Israel, this little tiny state, decided to Rhode Island gets attacked, everyone around them for tens of thousands of miles is going to get nuked. And people don't understand that. They've also advanced biological weapons. So what I see happening, you don't have to wait, as you say, it can come like a flood. For example, we have Donald Trump announcing today he's going to run. But the man is a well-intentioned, high-level Scottish Rite Mason who is a good patriot, and he's probably one of the better presidents we've had, but he's got bad advisors. Luckily, he's not as much a warmonger as some of the people around him. But he's being pressured to do things like 5G network and genetically modified food authorization, taking off the regulations, and recycle toxic water. When he deals with the immigration, he's going to deport, as he says, an ICE and a dredge today, millions of people. I don't think that's doable. I think what his real problem is, he doesn't want to put up a cyber wall. He doesn't want to deal with the fact that our Special Activity Division of the CIA actually is directly involved with the drug trade with the cartels, and that when we deal with countries like China, they're persecuting their own people with tech companies that are our tech companies. Trump could make an executive order to stop that right away. I think it's one of the companies that's under Google that actually is working directly with China. So what we have is the state of Israel basically bombing the open-air prison we call Palestine. We have the Muslims are very apocalyptic. They're even more apocalyptic than the Catholics or Christians. They want to bring about the Mahdi and start something crazy. So the Iranians and the Mullahs would love to start something like hitting Israel with a nuke and starting off a nuclear war or biological war. And so I don't think you have to wait a long time. You're not going to wait. You're going to get a seven-year warning period of time. I think things are going to get really nuts really fast. What do you think?
Well, yeah, we're watching the acceleration of it because, and if we step back from all of that and look at a story in the Old Testament that really happened but is really a metaphor, that God is going to allow for the heating up of this furnace that we live in called life on earth.
Right.
And it's going to be very hot, and it's only going to be those that know the Lord who's in the fire with them that are going to prosper from it, but not the way these prosperity teachers are teaching with goods and services and money and all that. The prosperity is an inward prosperity, not an outward prosperity. Again, a misapplication of the whole purpose of faith is the Lord says, I would that you prosper even as your soul prospers. And most people would look at that outwardly and say, well, I get to have a house and this and that. No, the prosperity is every spiritual blessing in Christ Jesus. So when you follow through in the book of Matthew and the Lord saying, look, many will come in my name, don't be deceived, but then the kingdom will be like this. And one of the parables that he teaches from is these virgins, five were wise and five were foolish, and the five that were wise took oil in their lamp, and the five that were foolish did not. Now, most people think, because they think outwardly, well, that's at the end when Jesus returns. But that parable's for today, because the taking on of the oil is what gives us the Holy Ghosting within. So there's a Holy Spirit that provides for us as we drink of the Spirit continually through prayer and worship and study. We are ghosting our inner man with the Holy Ghost, and they're the same essence, but that Holy Ghosting is like a sail at night that catches the wind of the Spirit, and we can receive things in our sleep and dreams and visions and a great blessing. But that person that doesn't take in the oil of the Holy Spirit doesn't get the Holy Ghosting, and so they cannot receive in the middle of the night. I receive almost every night messages from the Lord. In fact, my sleep time is more prosperous than my wake time with Christ because he visits you in the night watch. And this right. is what I'm talking about. So the outward world is going to perish, and it's going to get really hot. And in the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, which people think is a nursery rhyme, all that they are delivered from is their bondages. And that's what it is for us. We, our spirit has to be perfected in this lifetime. And that's exactly what the book of Hebrews says. We've not been called to a smoking mountain, which was Mount Sinai, where the law was given, but we've been called to Mount Zion, the city of myriads of angels, and the perfecting of men's spirits. So our spirit has to be perfected because it's been corroded by genetic transfers and things that we were affected by as we were growing up, and our spirit becomes a little bit crusty and corroded. We have to go through the external difficulties if we expect to be changed, and that's exactly what that story is about, and that's exactly what's happening in the world. It's being heated up so that the people that are not in Christ are perishing. It's not like they're physically perishing, but they're perishing in their soul, and their right. spirit's becoming defiled. They're full of hatred, and their soul can't reason through or think through what's really going on. For those of us that are in the Lord, we're seeing clearly. We're seeing the insanity. I don't want to be like that. That's not who I am. And so I want to continue to grow in the Lord. And it's an inward thing, not an outward thing. It's an inward blessing and not an outward blessing. So we are to discern the times because they are telling us something about some kind of crescendo in human history that's upon us. And I believe it's the sounding of the seventh trumpet that's talked about in 1 Corinthians 15:51. You can't hear it with your audible ears, but only those that have ears to hear with an inner ear and with an inner eye can see it happening.
Well, one of the things that God gave me a calling to write, besides the book Clay and Iron, because the people that rule our world are like the toes of the statue in the plains of Shinar, of clay, human flesh, and iron being transdimensional evil spirits inside us, making us do things that are against the Most High God. And the other book was called Abortion to Armageddon. And people don't realize that we're at the edge of what's called the true nature of humanity. We're talking about transhumans, about transhumanism, and about the Matrix taking over. I just saw today on Drudge the dawn of Libra, this new Facebook supercurrency. And the Internet of Things and all of these things, these are end-time signs. You don't have to go very far to see these. You can see the gathering signs of the war in the Gulf of Oman, the Internet and the tentacles of the beast system taking over everybody's life. You can see tech and computers and people just literally not knowing how to socialize anymore. And the churches basically are lost. They're absent without leave. They really aren't getting people to get more close to God during this because they don't realize how hot the furnace is going to get shortly. You know, things like a coronal mass ejection, a climatic catastrophe, an ice age, a geomagnetic pole flip, all kinds of things can happen. These are God's types of events that when they happen, they can change things dramatically. Like we're on the edge, I think, of an economic slowdown. We're on the edge of an ecological damage. We're on the edge of climatic changes and food supply disappearance. And all of these are end-time things trying to get us to wake up to come close to God, aren't they? They're trying to say, wake up, get in prayer, I'm coming soon, the times of trouble are near, aren't they?
Yep, absolutely. They're here. They're upon us.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I think there's a lot of stuff happening. And if you look at it soberly, even if you're not religious, you have to see God's driving us toward. Yeah, maybe give. Todd can.
CBD oil from our source is carbon dioxide extracted at 550 milligrams per 15 ml bottle or 37 milligrams per ml, but has a special, most powerful liposomal polyphenol to absorb much higher concentrations than by any other source or any other provider in America or worldwide. Get CBD liposomal oil from NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871, and calm yourself down. You can take our other nutraceuticals with it, like Stress2Go, 5-HTP Cross, Calm Mind, and Brain Mag, but get them at NutriMedical.com, the ultimate place for solutions for your health with oat toxic polypharmacy. That's NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical. Calm Mind and Brain Mag are an amazing combination. Calm Mind contains myo-inositol, xanthine, and GABA. And Brain Mag contains magnesium L-threonate to calm the brain down by blocking the N-methyl-D-aspartate receptor. We can use this along with other nutraceuticals for anxiety, including 5-HTP Cross that crosses the blood-brain barrier, Stress2Go, and the use of our CBD liposomal oil as well to reduce and calm the brain down and reduce seizure activity and non-seizure activity in the limbic system that causes anxiety. If you have questions regarding our protocol for anxiety and sleep, do contact us at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. You can get a free protocol and a callback if you purchase any products at 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com, the best place to get the wellness protocols to stay, keep you well with the toxic polypharmacy. Stay well with NutriMedical. CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol is a water-soluble form that crosses the blood-brain barrier, regenerates gums, and is necessary as a reserve form to convert back to CoQ10 the spark of life for all mitochondria throughout your body. There's nothing like CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol to complement CoQ10 Supreme itself. The CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol from Dr. Bildigal is the highest quality available in the world, and very importantly, should be taken to reverse heart failure, hypertension, diabetes, and many peripheral neuropathy and central neuropathy conditions such as post-traumatic brain injury, stroke, and recover from Parkinson's disease and ALS. Get NutriMedical's CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And if you need an additional protocol, do contact us for a free starter protocol at NutriMedical. Thank you for taking care of yourself with NutriMeds and technology from Dr. Bill. We're here for you every day with starter free protocols. Take care and stay well with NutriMedical every day.
Diabetes is a condition in which insulin resistance in muscles can be reversed with diabetaline, biotin plus, and the use of leptin metabolic to lower insulin and leptin resistance in the tissue. We can block the conversion of carbohydrates to sugar with glycemics and reduce the conversion of protein in the liver to sugar through the use of berberstatin. Now, these protocols are very helpful to reduce heart and vascular disease, peripheral neuropathy, and neurodegeneration. Contact us at NutriMedical.com and NutriMedical.com to receive the protocol and expanded therapies, or 888-212-8871. We're available on our show daily from 12 to 3 Pacific Time, 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday, and Dr. Bill does consultations to review your case and help you with your condition with a free starter protocol, a call back if you purchased any products, and advanced videotaped consultations. Lumen photon therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This is amazing. Lumen photon therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with the provided nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen photon therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical.
But how funny
So, interesting discussion I had with a lady about a month ago. And she told me about something that happened bad in her past life. She had had an abortion many, many years ago. Her dad was very unsaved and a very kind of cruel person. And the biggest failure that Christians and even Jews and religious people around the world do, they think good works wash away sin. And they don't. Relationship with the Most High God and a prayerful relationship washes away because he's the only one that can power wash your sins away. You can't. In fact, you might feel good today because you did a few good works. But that's a substitute. It's not the truth, is it? And the problem is that only God can forgive you if you've done abortion or murdered or done something evil, you know, sexually or otherwise. The only one who can forgive is God. You cannot, and you should face this out there, cannot forgive yourself. You can feel good about it for a while because you did some good works. But that's what the churches are doing now, including the Kol Nidra, which I call the Jewish effect of Yom Kippur, giving your sins to, you know, on Yom Kippur. But the same thing goes with the Catholic Church and the Jesuits and all the other churches, including transhumanism, Buddhism, etc. They think if you get in the right state, the sins of your past behavior are washed away, and that's not true. It's a relationship with the Creator God and his acceptance of him able to be substitutionary, taking and washing away your sins, and literally transplanting a portion of his spirit body to you to make you whole. And you can only be whole not because you're a good person now, when you had sin, and sin is washed away by your own behavior. It's by a relationship with God, isn't it? And people don't get that, and the churches are not getting it. While we're moving, by the way, as nations, for example, America tries to say it's such a righteous, wonderful nation. So it's a good archetype of what's going on with the individuals in America. 327 million Americans, 78% say they're Christian, but they believe in a false sense of Christianity that if I do a bunch of good behavior, the bad behaviors I've done or continue to do are okay. And that's not the case, is it?
You know, it's funny because I think a lot of people think that they take the scripture, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together as a manner of such is, but even so much the more. And it's used as a law against people to make them go to church. So they think, well, if I just go to church, you know, I'm going to be okay. And so there, it's kind of a good work. And that doesn't make you right with God. I mean, you might be able to learn a few things. But it's 24/7 with God. It's a walk.
It's a walk with God. It's like, you know, it's like that poem that talks about walking on the beach with God, you know?
Yeah.
Remember that poem?
Yeah. So we have a real disconnect. And when people try to live their life because of trying to balance the scale, that's the wrong approach to being prepared for the kingdom of God. Not only right now, but afterwards as well. So this life is about putting on the garment of Christ. This life is about preparation for our destiny. It's not about being wealthy here. It's not about stuff here. It's not even about successful ministry here. It's about you being prepared for eternity. That's what it's
about. Well, but when you're prepared, and we make an example, for example, in this ministry, which is we call Clay and Iron Ministries, we're trying to get people prepared to take care of their physical health, but their spiritual health and their geopolitical health. For example, we look right now at the polarization of the dance, I call the dance with the devil, like, you know, the movie Shining. We have right now Donald Trump announcing his presidency. We have the demon rats running, and 20 of them, and they're all into infanticide and open borders and craziness, giving $150 billion to Iran with Joe Biden and Obama. But Trump is not besides doing extremely bad things, you know, authorizing 5G network and GMO food and so on. And he doesn't get at the real cause of why are these people coming up from Central America. They're getting up there because I'm sure that someone in the intel agencies know that the intel agencies are collaborating with the drug cartels, which is what Fast and Furious happened. It's the same way we wonder why Islam is the way they are. We energize it. For example, I have contacts inside Iran that the Mossadegh was taken out when we put the Shah, and then we took the Shah and put the Ayatollah Khomeini, and the British, French, and the CIA actually assisted in getting in there, even copying thousands of his tapes. So when he arrived, he even told the military in Iran to stand down when he arrived so he could have a giant audience accepting him, because they wanted to have the religious extremists there. The powers that be are called masters of chaos, and people don't realize We generate chaos in our life and we try to forgive ourselves for things we've done by doing good works or something else. And that's not possible. You cannot forgive yourself. And I told this to this lady. I said, you know what you got to do? You got to submit yourself to God and simply get in a prayerful position and say, God, help me be a better person so that you can forgive me and take away my sins and wash them as clean as snow. And make me have a rightful position with you so that you can cut off the evil parts of what my intentions are in my heart. So I only want to serve you. And that's why when I hear someone claim, for example, all the suffering, for example, I've suffered a lot being a Christian. If you're not suffering in this world, you're not a Christian. If I've actually remember talking to the medical board and they were complaining to me that I was actually praying with patients who were dying, or that I released information about Superfund sites about American things that are being done that are classified that are very damned evil, or strange projects that they tried to recruit me on, like at UCLA, to work on DARPA with projects. What people need to understand, if you are standing for the righteous, for the Most High God, and for truth, you're not going to have a smooth, slidey life here. You're going to suffer, aren't you?
Yeah, you know, and the other thing, too, is it's important for us to understand that God isn't an American, and he loves every nation the same.
Right.
And most likely, when you look at the prophecies, and for example, in the book of Daniel, the 8th chapter, everyone wants to talk about the 9th chapter, but it talks about this little horn that comes up amongst 10 horns, and as you look at this image, it grows larger than the 10 horns, and then is able to pull out 3 horns by their roots.
Right.
And, of course, this has never been explained properly by the church because the church can't decipher a symbolic language very far. I mean, they have some insight, but they can't take it very far. Well, this little horn offers great boasts and becomes the most powerful. Well, what nation in the world boasts of the greatest economy? What nation boasts of the greatest military? What nation boasts of the greatest theater? Well, there's no country in the world that makes the boasts that this country does. And so we need to see that little horn, not just as the finalization of the Antichrist, but an office that is so powerful that can literally root up 3 of the 10 horns. And that's already happened. Yet we keep looking to the future because what futurism has done to us. But those 10 horns, 3 of which were pulled out by the roots, were colonies in the United States of England, France, and Spain, and they were all rooted out of this country by the very nature of the little horn. Rooted them out. They're no longer here. You can say, well, the Netherlands was the 4th, but the Netherlands sold out to the British, so there were really only 3 horns that were present. In this land, and they've been rooted out.
Right.
And this nation boasts the greatest boast that the world's ever seen. So this nation's highest office is most likely the seat of the Antichrist, and that's hard for Christians to swallow when they're very loyal and they're very patriotic, and I am too. But let's not go to sleep and pretend that America is the most loved nation, and God loves America more than anybody else. So many problems, and God is not an American. He loves all the peoples of the world, and yet there still has to be law and order.
Well, one of the things that God did, is, without going through the big long story, is he showed me that the New World Order and the world order that's coming that will crush and control everybody on Earth comes from America. It doesn't come from Brussels or Moscow or Beijing or South Africa.
Right.
It comes from America. In other words, even during the times when Trump is in office, there are things happening behind him and parallel to him. They're laying the groundwork. For example, 5G network, which him and Mick Mulvaney are pushing, which is, I call, the fire layer of the Internet of Things. Now, I took care of employees working at Schriever Air Force Base, which is U.S. Missile Defense and Space Command, but also the seat of what's called a virtual world project, which in the movie The Matrix, I've actually walked not only supernaturally, but a year later, 9 months later to the day, walked through the same quantum array of Cray supercomputers. This actually exists, and there's no one that knows more about it and talks about it more publicly than I do. that the New World Order is not coming from Russia or China. They're all say, oh, they're great enemies, or Israel, or anybody else. It's coming from America. And what people need to understand is America is gaining power. We have the USMC treaty, which I'm sure after the election, Trump will probably get reelected. It'll be passed. We know Russia and China are going to be cowed and have to actually agree. We know eventually that there's going to be a period of time of false peace that will probably break at some future date. And we know that there's going to be most likely a combination of a confluence of not only economic chaos, but thermonuclear war, chemical, biological, and climatic warfare. And that much of America, because of it, you know, it says Babylon the Great has fallen, and great is it, you know. And I don't think people understand just what that quote means, actually, about Babylon the Great being fallen. I see the modern Babylon as America, don't you?
Well, Babylon, I did a film on this, so I teach on what Babylon is. Babylon the Great was Nimrod's Babylon, and of course that
right.
fell apart. But the nature of it and the spirit of it is global. So
right. But it's seated in, as you've shown in your film here on the Four Horsemen, that the seated in the United Nations in New York City. And in Canary yeah. Square in England, these two kingdoms, if you want to call it. And then, in fact, yeah. the global financial controls of the Federal Reserve System, which now they just announced today, this company that's based in America called Facebook. And remember now, all these companies like Facebook, and we talk of Zuckerberg, he was recruited from a university in Boston, I think it was MIT. And he's not a coder, but he's a genius at organizing things like this. And the No Such Agency, which again is the offshoot of the Thule Society of Nazi Germany, which is an occult society that formed the CIA and NSA and all the global agencies that were collaborated together and finalized by George Bush Jr. in the early 1980s, we have a system now where this tentacle of the beast is going to set up a financial system that will further subjugate the planet and will be totally available for government to have total surveillance. People don't realize we are moving step by step by step toward the Matrix. And the Matrix is going to be based in America. And the Americans don't get it. The church-going Americans think, oh, well, they're going to see all these signs in Israel and everything else. No, no, no. It's happening now. It's happening as we speak, even during President Trump. Even while their Democrats are talking about impeachment, which is never going to happen. And they're crazy. I mean, any rational pro-life or regular Democrat is not going to vote for these fools. And unfortunately, Trump's going to get in with a lot of bad advisors that are basically marching us toward this global Internet of Things. So I see eventually it breaking, and not only economic chaos, but war breaking out. And when war breaks out, we don't have true missile defense or defense against advanced biological weapons. So much of the planet, the problem I'm concerned about is people aren't spiritually prepared for what's coming. They're figuring if they're Christian and they're doing good works, they're going to get raptured out of here. When in actual fact, they're going to be in shock when their city gets hit with a nuke or a biological weapon starts to kill all their neighbors, and then the power is shut off and they have to eat their animals, and then they start talking about eating their children or their neighbors. People aren't ready for this horrific time, are they? And they're not prepared spiritually because they don't have a prayer life with God. And that's what frightens me more than anything, is not the idea of death. It's death without the Most High God by your side.